朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，我们没有界限的话，你一定跨过界限。
If we do not set boundaries, then we're most likely cross the boundaries.
我从来没有回答过他们，但是为了我们自己的子弟兵哈，我很简短的讲三件事情就好。
So I'll tell you three simple things.
第一件事情
，First，
所有圣经上禁止犯道德罪的，我们决定不可以做。
We should not commit any moral sins listed in the Bible.
第二件事情
，Second。
你先假设你现在的这个另外一半，不管是男朋友女朋友，他将来不是你的先生或太太。
You have to first make the assumption that your current girlfriend or boyfriend will not be your spouse in the future.
将来你要结婚的时候。
And when you are getting married in the future.
你不希望你的另外一半曾经跟别人发生过怎样亲密的情形。
If you do not hope, you do not wish that your future spouseTo commit anything with other people.
就请你现在懂得节制，靠主节制。
Then now, by God's grace, refrain yourself from doing such things.
你不能说这个结婚的时候跟先生说，你从前有没有跟其他女孩握过手？
When you get married, you probably.
你那样生气的问你的先生，到底有没有跟人家握过手啊
？When you get married, You can angrily ask your husband, have you ever held hands with other
girls? 而你自己婚前一天到晚跟在别人面前投怀送抱的哈，乱亲热。
Okay, you cannot be mad at your husband for holding other girls' hands before if you always hug other men.
同样的，在中国古代的那些男人也都是非常可怕的，他们。太太就是要他完全守身如玉，但是自己在外面拈花问柳。
In the ancient Chinese culture, men are very selfish. They demand that their wives be pure, and when they get married, but yet they can do anything outside.
稍微退一步想一下，将来你的另外一半跟你的关系。
But step back and think about your relationship with your future spouse.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
圣经上告诉我们，不管做什么事情，哥罗西书三章十六节，要让基督的平安在我们心里做主。那英文叫做裁判，做裁判。
Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Whatever you do, let the peace of Christ reign in you, or be the judge."
过头了，主一定会在你里面有不安的。
If you overdo it, the Holy Spirit will tell you.
学习不要解释，赶快顺服。
Please try not to justify, but obey immediately.
吴老牧师曾经讲过一句话。
Pastor Wavago said once.
他说，什么时候你在为自己找理由的时候，找借口。
Whenever you're trying to find an excuse to justify for yourself.
我们就是在给魔鬼留地步。
We're giving ground to the devil.
所以当基督在我们里面不安的时候，学习顺服就停在这里了。
When the Holy Spirit gives a feeling of unrest.Try to obey and stop here.
所以弟兄姊妹，生活不要松散，没有界限，你一定会犯出很多的罪的。
Do not let your life be so loose that you will casually sin.
不要太自信。
And don't be too confident.
保罗说，自以为站立得稳，反而要小心，因为那是你自己以为你站得稳。
Paul says, if you think you are standing firm, be careful because that's what you think.
哎，我自己的经历也好，也听过很多人的见证也好，就是原来自己以为绝对不可能会那样子的，结果自己居然犯错了。
I have seen many testimonies, even myself, that sometimes we're overconfident, thinking we'll never do such things, and we end up doing them.
第三件。
Third.
当你真得胜的时候，你不要骄傲，以为你这个点上没问题。
When you overcome, please do not be proud and thinking that you're over this.
路加福音四章十三节，当撒旦试探完主耶稣的时候。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 13, it says, when the devil finished tempting Jesus,
他说魔鬼就暂时离开耶稣。
The Bible says he departed from Jesus until an opportune time.
他这次输你。
It says, okay, this time I lost.
He never give up.
But the devil never gives up.
他还会回来的。
He will come back again.
他还会回来的。
He will come back again.
他拜十次他都会回来的。
And after 10 failures, he will still come back.
千万不要以为说自己得胜了没问题，这个点我没问题。
Don't ever think that I have overcome this and I'm over it.
要小心啊。
Be careful.
第四件事情。
Fourth.
我们永远不存着侥幸或拖延的心态啊。
We never push our luck or try to delay it.
当我们落入试探的时候，要尽快回头。
When we are in temptation, depart from it and turn around right away.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的神。
Please do not deceive yourself. God cannot be mocked.
不要以为自己犯的罪，隐藏的罪是不会被显露的。
Don't think that the sins that you committed will never be revealed.
它会被显露的。
It will be revealed.
我们这两天教会正好上个礼拜读箴言第六章，下个礼拜读七章，弟兄姊妹，这对我们都是很重要的提醒。
Our small groups are reading Proverbs 6.Last week and this week, Proverbs 7, and these are all very precious reminders.
他说谁能够衣服里面揣着火而不被烧着呢？
Is there any man who holds the fire in his lap and not being burned?
谁能够脚走在炭火上面而不被烫到呢？
Or stepping on fire and not being burned?
他不仅仅讲到这个隐藏的事情早晚会暴露出来。
It says the hidden things will sooner or later be revealed.
他也说到这个试探一定给我们带来严重的伤害。
It says temptations will for sure bring us harm.
它一定会烧起来的。
It will burn up.
它一定会伤你、伤家、伤教会、伤神的。
It will harm you, your family, your church, and God.
所以不要存侥幸的心说，哎呀，现在没有人知道。
And don't push your luck, thinking no one will know.
弟兄姊妹要尽早在主面前谦卑悔改，回到神的面前。
Repent as soon as possible and return back to God.
仇敌永远在我们犯罪、在试探中的时候，他淡化他可能的结果。
The enemy always make it so light the sin, the consequence of sin.
或是让我们能够去 justify 我们自己的作为。
Or he will give us excuses to justify our
doing. 或给我们一个侥幸的心，觉得我的事情别人不会知道。
And or have a desire to push our luck, thinking no one will find out.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主面前要警醒啊。
We have to be watchful before God.
第二件事情要逃避。
And we have to flee.
弟兄姊妹，保罗劝提摩太说，你要逃避少年人的私欲。
Paul exhorts Timothy, says, flee also youthful lust.
要逃。
Flee.
连保罗这么属灵的人都懂得逃。
Even a spiritual giant like Paul says, flee.
所以有一些的私欲临到我们的时候。
When the lust happens.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的面前要学会逃。
We need to learn to flee.
你逃避试探。
Flee from temptation.
比你挣脱试探，从试探的捆绑中挣扎逃出来。
Compared to struggling out of temptation,
或是要胜过试探容易得多。
Okay, so it's much easier to flee from temptation than after you fall into temptation and try to get yourself out of it.
你想想看，一只狼在房间里面。
Imagine a wolf inside the room.
或是一个坏人让他进了房间以后。
Or a bad guy in your room.
跟这个狼或是这个坏人还在门外被关在门外，你说哪一个容易？
Or if the wolf is locked outside of the room, which one is easier?
所以每一次我们多跨一步的时候，我们可能要至少花十倍、百倍的代价，要能够再回到从前，甚至回不到从前。
So every time we make a step into temptation, we probably have to pay 10 times or 100 times more cost and effort to get ourselves out of it completely.
所以要学习逃避。
So let's learn to flee.
以前我们都说不可以引狼入室。
We often say don't invite the wolf into your room.
你看看今天任何家里面只要有电脑，其实豺狼虎豹都已经住在你的家里面。
But nowadays, anyone who has a computer is actually inviting the wolves in the room already.
不管大人，不管孩子。
Adults or children.
那是一个 open world.
It is an open world.
它完全展开在你的面前。
Totally open before your eyes.
它主动送东西到你的面前。
And it will actively send stuff to your eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们要逃避啊。
We have to flee.
很多的环境是我们需要逃避的。
Many circumstances we have to run away from.
你连一次都不让它发生。
Don't even get into it, if not even one.
有任何事情晚上跑到你电子邮件来。
If there's an email,
你连一次都不要看。
Don't even open it once.
弟兄姊妹，你只要做了一次。
If you do it once,
它就在你身上产生扣住的力量了。
It has a power over you.
你宁可逃避它。
Run away from it.
多少人吸毒？
Many people are in drugs.
多少人被赌场捆绑
？Or they're gambling.
我在二十年前的时候，就有一个老姊妹哭着半夜跑到我们家里面来。
20 years ago, once a senior sister came to our house weeping.
她求求我们去救救她的孩子。
They asked us. She asked us to save her son.
就在我们身后，所以我想你们也都知道，那里有一个赌场，我现在不要告诉你们哈。
There's a casino right here in San Jose.
我半夜十二点钟进去把那个人拉出来。
So I went to the casino at midnight and dragged that person out.
进到那个房间，整个房间都是白茫茫的，都是烟呐、啊。
I went into the casino room. Was full of smoke.
每一个人的眼睛都在牌桌上面。
And everyone's eyes were on the table.
弟兄姊妹，人一进去了，出不来了。
When they get into it, they could not get out.
逃避，弟兄姊妹，逃避不是懦夫啊。
Flee, it's not a coward.
连保罗都教导我们要逃避。
Even Paul tells us to flee.
很多的人你需要逃避。
And many people you have to flee.
很多的谈话你要逃避。
Many conversations you have to flee.
很多的享受你要逃避。
Many enjoyments you have to flee from.
尤其是试探，直接你知道那是一个明显的试探。
Especially if you know it's a clear temptation.
第三件事情。
Third.
要站住
To stand firm.
雅各书第四章第七节讲到说，务要抵挡魔鬼。
James chapter 4 verse 6 and 7 says, resist the devil.
他说魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
And the devil will flee from you.
我考考你们年轻人哈。
I'll give you a quiz.
刚才我念的这节圣经说，务要抵挡魔鬼。
It says, resist the devil.
魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
And the devil will flee away from you.
那请问这个于叔叔，你为什么要写成要忍受，不写要抵挡？
But then, why, Pastor Yu, that you put, persevere instead of resist?
Joseph, 叫耶稣帮你抵挡。OK, 还有没有人有别的答案？ Anyone? 男女老幼都可以。Grace?为什么我写用站住，不要写用抵挡？请注意圣经上讲说，务要抵挡魔鬼。
Please pay attention. The Bible says resist the devil.
然后魔鬼就必离开我们逃跑。
The devil will flee from us.
圣经上从来没有讲说务要抵挡试探。
But the Bible never says resist the temptation.
圣经上从来没有讲说务要抵挡你的私欲。
The Bible never says resist your lust and desires.
试探和私欲，你越抵挡它，越强烈在你的里面。
The more you resist temptation or lust, the stronger they become.
你的脑筋一直想说，我不可以去看那些淫乱的照片，我不可以去做这件事，我不可以吸毒。你一直在那里想，我不可以，我不要再去吸毒，我绝对不能吸毒。
If your mind keeps thinking, I will not take the drugs, I will not look at the pornography, the more you think about it, the stronger desire they become.
他已经帮我翻译了，那他就有更强的力量来抓住你。
Okay, your desires become stronger.
你先讲，我来翻译。
Sorry.
弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？我相信我们的经历会告诉我们的。
Our experiences tell us.
你越要压制你的脾气，越要压制你的欲望，越要压制这个试探，你发现它在你里面越 active。
The more we try to resist and suppress our desires, the more activated they become.
神永远是叫我们抵挡魔鬼，而不是抵挡这个东西啊。
God always wants us to resist the devil, but not those things.
好，所以圣经上也是。这个要克服私欲是不舒服的啊！对不起，是我在现在在讲站住。那讲到站住
，So we have to stand firm.
以弗所书第四章二十七节讲到，不要给魔鬼留地步。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27 says, "Do not give ground to the devil."
就是你一点都不留给他。
Do not give any ground to the devil.
你为自己找借口的时候
，When you try to find excuse for yourself.
哎，你说我现在太累了，只是休息一下。
Says I'm too tired. I'm just taking a rest.
你说哎呀，你说我是青少年的辅导，我要去了解一下他们受到的试探是什么。第一手有一个体会。
He says, "Oh, I'm the counselor of the youth group. I have to know what kind of temptation the youth are facing. So I have to." Experience firsthand.
当你在这里一直为自己找借口的时候，你已经给魔鬼留地步。
When you try to find excuses for yourself, you are giving ground to the devil.
因为我们常常有机会到各地去服事哈。
I often have chances to visit other churches and other places.
所以现在有这种网络色情捆绑的人越来越多。
Now more and more people are being bound by internet pornography.
所以会后也有勇气来找我们的人也越来越多。
So more and more people now have the courage to ask.To seek for help after meeting.
心里面非常痛苦
Because they are so painful.
他知道不该
because they know they ought not to do it.
但是他没办法不做。
But they cannot help it.
他也知道他做了很多犯罪的事情了。
And they know they have committed many sins.
不光只是看，他们甚至犯罪了，他们里面很痛苦的。
Not only that they look at it, they even commit sin, and it's so painful.
到最后不要说不能服侍了。
So not only that they cannot serve at church anymore.
他们连来教会都不想来了。
They don't even want to come to church.
所以弟兄姊妹非常可怕的
It's very terrible
都是因为我们步步让步
It's all because we keep yielding our ground
你每让一步仇敌一定马上 take over
Every time we yield a little bit then the enemy will take hold of
我很感谢主有一次有一个弟兄跟我讲
Once a brother tells us
我不讲他是哪里的
I won't tell you where he's from
他讲到他这个难处
He tells us about his difficulty
他问我该怎么办
And then he asks us what to do
那个时候他一个人住
And he was living alone
我就告诉他
And I told him,
我说弟兄
brother,
如果网络对你是这样子的捆绑
if internet is such a temptation for you,
我说在我们里面的力量已经被建立够强可以胜过它之前
before, our inner strength can be built up to overcome it,
不要给魔鬼留任何的地步
don't give the devil any ground,
我说你回到家
go home,
你就把你的网络 internet service 撤掉
cancel your internet service,
你只有电脑做你必须要做的事情但是决定不上网
Just use your computer for your work but don't get on the internet
多少人立志说我不去看
Many people they resolve not to look at internet pornography
但是只要 internet 在他早晚被拉回去
But as long as there's internet service sooner or later they will be dragged into it again
我说你真的想要脱离吗
Do you want to be delivered from it
我说撤掉你的 internet
Cancel your internet service.
他说那我怎么跟人家联络？我们 email、电子这个什么都要联络。
Then how can I communicate with others then?
我说你就告诉别人说我这一段的时间我用电话跟你们联络，我不用电脑。
Just tell all your friends that during this period of time I will communicate you through telephone.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当有一次我们又回到那边去服侍的时候
，And then after we went back to that area to serve.
隔了两年。
After 2 years.
我自己实在缺少信心哈，我鼓足勇气问他，我说弟兄，你现在那个当初跟我讲的问题怎么样
？So I boldly asked this brother. So how are you now?
我才晓得他这两年里面，从他听到我话回家以后，他就撤掉 internet， 现在已经两年没有上网。
I was glad to hear that for 2 years.He has not gotten on.
好，弟兄姊妹，我非常感动。
I was very touched.
非常感动，一个单身的弟兄。
He is a single man.
他自己知道他的 weak point， 他知道他的弱点。
He knows his weak point.
他知道他胜不过去。
He knows that he cannot overcome.
他愿意听见所有主的话，他就愿意照着去做。
But yet, when he hearing God's words, he was willing to obey it.
弟兄姊妹，要逃避。
Flee.
要站住。
Stand firm.
然后要勇敢地抵挡他。
And resist.
你永远不要把借口丢给别人。
Do not blame on others.
这是我们自己的问题。
It is our own problem.
要诚实认真地去面对它。
Face it honestly.
你说，哎呀，那我有这个问题，我不能跟我爸爸说把 internet 拿掉。
And then you may think, oh, I have this problem, but I don't want to tell my dad to cancel the internet service.
我想为着我们年轻人保护他们。
In order to protect young people.
我今天对大人、年轻人一起讲。
Now I'm speaking to the young and the adults.
我巴不得家里面有年轻孩子的父母。
And then also to the teenager parents.
你跟家里面的孩子立一个条约。
To have a agreement with your children.
所有的电脑拿到公共 open 的地方来使用。
To use your computer in a public area in your house.
那如果他真的需要在他自己的房间读书。
If your child needs to study in his or her own room.
一定要有一个原则，门是开的。
And then have a rule that open door policy.
电脑的荧幕是向着外面的。
And the screen of the monitor facing the door.
如果孩子不能答应你。
If your child would not agree to it.
你宁可狠下心让自己不方便把家里的 internet 撤掉。
Then I'd rather that you suffer the inconvenience and cancel the internet service.
因为怎么样我们不是不晓得魔鬼的诡计。
Because we are aware of the enemy's schemes.
他太可怕了。
He's very terrible.
他无孔不入。
And he will permeate anywhere he finds.
他随时随地都在破坏。
And then he's trying to destroy everywhere.
我希望有更多的人像这个弟兄一样那样刚强的起来，拒绝不给魔鬼留地。
I hope that more people will be like this brother to stand up firmly to resist.
第四件事情要忍受。
The fourth thing to persevere.
弟兄姊妹，试探来不舒服。
It is uncomfortable when temptation comes.
你要抵挡魔鬼，拒绝试探是不容易。
To reject temptation, resist the devil is not easy.
你千万不要说主啊，我试过要去胜过试探，是你自己不给我力量，因为我太不舒服了。
Don't ever say that, Lord. I try to overcome temptation, but you never give me the power or strength.
我就是忍不住嘛。
Then I just cannot help it.
就怎么忍受试探，一定要付代价的。
Yes, we have to pay a price when we endure.
他一定是不舒服的。
It is uncomfortable indeed.
你不信，你回家试试看。
If you don't believe it, try it.
如果你现在这些事情你没犯罪，但是你试试看，你只要克制我人的欲望，都是不容易的事。
Just try it. Anytime we try to suppress our desires, it's not comfortable.
你看禁食就已经很多人不舒服了。
When we fast, it's uncomfortable.
一个礼拜不看电视，哇，很多人也受不了了。
We fast from TV for a week, it's very uncomfortable.
一个月不上网，哇，那简直活不下去了。
To fast from internet for a month, we can barely live.
你更不要说如果有毒瘾、有色情的瘾，哦，弟兄姊妹，那个人真的是不舒服。
Let alone if we have addictions in drugs or alcohol or pornography.
但是主要帮助我们。
But the Lord wants to help us.
所以忍受。是必然的，哈，不舒服是必然的。
When we persevere, we will be uncomfortable.
但是另外一方面，我们却希望用积极的态度来忍受它。
But yeah, we want to endure with a very positive attitude.
刚才因为我们说过，试探有它积极的意义，就是让我们在主的面前讨神喜悦，生命成长，性格被塑立啊。
Because just as we said, there's a positive purpose for temptation, so that we can be purified, we can please God, and we can grow mature.
能够让我们在主的面前，甚至为了爱主而来忍受这些。
Let's endure and persevere for our love for God.
为着爱人，我们来忍受。
And then for our God, for our love for people, let's endure.
最后讲到要靠主。
Lastly, I said to trust in the Lord.
并不是他最不重要。
It's not the least important.
他是最重要的。
It is the most important.
但是前面是我们这个人该有的预备。
But the four things above are the things that we have to be responsible to prepare ourselves.
该有的态度。
Those are the attitudes we should have.
鱼饵永远吸引人的。
The bait are always appealing and attractive.
你里面的需要可能也是很大的。
And then your inner desires may be very great.
但是你要记得那个鱼饵里面的那个钩子，那个致命的钩子也是真的。
But please remember the hook inside the bait is very fatal too.
它至终要把我们带到死地的。
At the end, it will lead us.
所以我们要来靠着主来到施恩的宝座前得到随时的帮助
So we have to by God's grace come to the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace to help in our time of need
弟兄姊妹我们的主圣经上说过他也曾经凡事受过试探
The Bible says our Lord has been tested in every way
所以他体恤我们
So he can sympathize with us
他能够赐下应时的帮助给我们
And he will give us help in time of our need
尤其圣经上告诉我们
And the Bible also tells us
所有我们所受的试探
All the temptations that we go through
无非是人所能受的
They are common to man
神是信实的，必不叫我们受试探过于我们所能受的。
And God is faithful; He will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear.
而且在我们受试探的时候，要给我们开一条出路，叫我们可以忍受得住。
And when we are being tempted, He will provide a way out so that we will be able to bear it.
所以你要知道，你我的试探。
So the temptations that we face.
第一个。
First.
被神过滤过的。
Has been filtered by God.
因为保罗说，凡你们所遇见的试探，没有神过滤过，他不会临到你的。
Because Paul says, without God's filtering, no temptation will come to us.
第二个。
Second.
我们一定可以胜过的。
We will for sure overcome it. We will be able to.
那不是只是要讲说我们没有理由，没有推诿啊。
We're not just saying that we are without excuse.
更是要给我们信心，知道是我们一定可以胜过的。
God is trying to give us faith.To know that we will be able to overcome it.
第三个。
Third.
神说要在试探中给我们开一条出路。
God will prepare a way out for us during temptation.
这条得着恩典、得着能力、能够过得胜生活的路。
The way to receive grace and power to live a victorious life.
是要你我自己走出来的。
It's a way that we have to walk through and find it.
当你真走出来的时候
When you make it through,
什么时候试探来，弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们的出路在哪里。
That then when we find a way, then we know when temptation comes, we know where
the way out. 我们甚至可以把这个路跟别人分享。
And we can share with others the way.
能够帮助别人从里面走得出来。
And we'll help others to come out of it.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
这个马丁路德讲试探像飞鸟一样。
Martin Luther says, temptations are like flying birds.
我没有他那么伟大，我讲试探像蚊子好了。
Maybe for me, it's like mosquitoes.
蚊子在你旁边，你可以让它不要来咬你。
So mosquitoes flying around, you can stop it from biting you.
如果你在睡着的时候，它不小心来了。
But when you are asleep and it comes.
在你的生活中设下一些防线嘛。
You can set some protections around you.
不要让在你沉睡 不知不觉中你被 attack.
So that you will not be attacked while you're sleeping.
而当你醒着的时候。
And when you're awake.
我相信蚊子咬了。
And then when mosquito bites you.
尽早打死它，对不对？
You will kill it immediately.
没有人说，哎呀，等你咬够，你吃饱了没有？吃饱了没有？
No one will ask, are you done? Are you full now?
哎呀，不小心被你咬了，认了，你快点吃，赶快走。
And you will not say, hurry up and leave.
弟兄姊妹啊，什么时候发现，什么时候赶掉它。
Whenever you find it, then get rid of it.
什么时候发现它，靠主抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Whenever you find it, by God's grace, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
责任在我们。
It's our responsibility.
所以弟兄姊妹，既然试探是天天都有。
Since temptations happen every day.
既然是随时随处都有。
And it happens around us everywhere.
到底我们要让这个试探成为我们的危机，让它来破坏，来摧残我们呢？
It's up to us whether it will become a crisis to destroy us.
还是我们要让它成为我们一个爱主的机会，成长的机会，而给我们带来正面的祝福呢？
Or we can make an opportunity for us to grow and to love God.
关键在乎你，在乎我。
It is all up to our choice.
所以新生命的挑战。
So the testing of this new life.
生命的考验
and the challenge of this new life,
就是我们一生会面临各式各样的试探和试炼
that we will face temptations and trials all through our life.
我决定相信我们都在试探面前曾经投降失败过
I'm sure we have surrendered and yielded to temptations before.
我们也相信都被试探带来的后果伤害过
and we have been harmed and hurt by the consequences of temptation.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不起来对抗它
if we do not rise up and resist,
这个问题只会越来越严重
this problem will become even worse.
它会从你扩展到你的家庭
It will enlarge the area from you to your family.
会从你的家庭扩展到教会
And from your family to heart, the church.
会从教会对这个世代
And then to this world.
对神的旨意
And to God's will.
让我们起来一起靠着主
So by God's grace.
我再说
Let me say it again.
蚊子可能在我们周围
Yes, mosquitoes may be around us.
不准它落到我的身上跟我发生关系
Don't let it land on my body to have anything to do with me.
私欲怀的胎就生出罪来。
When the desires give birth to sin.
所以什么时候发现，什么时候我们赶逐它。
Whenever you find, you discover it, stop it.
而让我们的生活设下保障，弄蚊帐也好，关好门窗也好。
Set protection, protective boundaries, like close the windows or have a mosquito net.
不让仇敌的伤害再那样自由的来伤害我们。
Don't let the enemy freely harm us.
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。